Do you know where your bottle's going to end up?
My shower?
I knew that there was a way to rid the world of plastic bottles through having a cosmetics company, or to certainly at least minimise the waste we produce. That was the real reason behind it, not because I'm particularly interested in cosmetics or cosmetic brands, but because that was a way I could make a difference.
Here at Atik, we chose to give up the bottle, to stop plastic entering our oceans and landfills. So instead, we have solid versions of beauty products like shampoo and conditioner.
Well, why was the plastic issue of such importance to you?
I've always been very environmental, and New Zealand, which is where I grew up since about 7 years old, is a very environmental country. We live in a beautiful place and we're very keen to protect it. So I've always been passionate about our natural environment and protecting it. So that is, it was just been instilled in me. And before plastic-free has become this worldwide momentum around the world, it was a concern for us back then, because we knew it was going to be an issue, or it was already an issue, and it was a matter of time until the world caught up.
And as you made that sort of venture into the industry, what did you discover about the sort of the current practice and the current products on the market?
It's pretty depressing, to be honest. Certainly, the cosmetics industry is hideously wasteful, and whilst they may say that your average, say, shampoo bottle is recyclable, it won't be recycled, odds are, because we've only ever recycled about 9% of plastic ever made around the world. So that's hideously low. Obviously, cosmetics is a hugely aesthetic industry, and that goes for the packaging. So usually you have a mixed material bottle, which then renders it unrecyclable. Then you have that in a box, so you have stickers. It's incredibly wasteful.
So far, we've prevented over 200,000 bottles from being made and disposed of, and our next goal is 1 million by 2020.
How sustainable can you get in the cosmetics industry?
Probably not too much more sustainable than we are, I suppose. I mean, we don't produce any waste. Our supply chain is as clean as humanly possible. Our ingredients are biodegradable and sustainably produced. I guess what cosmetics brands really need to be thinking about is the entire life cycle of their products. They should be considering what will happen to it at the end of its product life, and finding a way to make it easy for consumers to produce less waste. It's not the consumer's fault. It is brands that need to be producing products that produce less waste.
And part of this waste is, of course, water. And something you discovered when you were sort of just delving into the cosmetics industry was that shampoo and conditioner is substantially made up of water. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so a typical shampoo, liquid shampoo, is about 75% water, where a conditioner is worse at 90%. And don't get me wrong, obviously water is an important part of those products, but you have water in your shower, and you use your products in the shower. So why on earth do we have water in those products? If you take the water out, you then produce a substantially more concentrated product that can, of course, then be in a bar form, which then means it can be packaged in a way that's plastic-free. And the product from application onwards is exactly the same as a liquid shampoo. So really, I don't understand why we haven't done this sooner. I mean, certainly there's a few shampoo bar products out there, but certainly not as many as we need.
And we've done all of this so you can look after yourself and the planet.